From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region.
There's a picture that I carry, one we made some time ago. When they ask who's in the picture with me, I say just someone I used to know, just someone I used to spend some time with, just a
tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with the duo of Andy Duckworth and Stephanie Jeter, Rose and Vine. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Back to where I came. Lord, I'm gonna get back to where I came. White Freightliner's gonna steal away my brain. Going out on the highway, listening to the big trucks whine, whine. Going out on the highway, listening to the big trucks whine. White Freightliner's gonna steal away my mind. White Freightliner's gonna steal away my mind.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 638th live concert performance. Tonight, we are so pleased to present the duo of Andy Duckworth and Stephanie Jeter, Rose and Vine. Drawing from the era of the Carter family, Hank Williams, and the Stanley Brothers, Rose and Vine deliver a classic repertoire with lean instrumentation. Their sound is both timeless and modern. Please welcome Andy and Stephanie, Rose and Vine, to the Red Barn stage.
My darling wandered far away while she was out at play, lost in the woods. She couldn't hear a sound. She was our darling girl, the sweetest thing in all the world. We searched for her, but she couldn't be found. I heard the screams of our little girl far away. Hurry, Daddy, there's an awful, dreadful snake. I ran as fast as I could through the dark and weary wood, but I reached our darling girl too late. Oh, I began to cry. I knew that soon have to die, for the snake was warning me close by. I held her close to my face. She said, Daddy, kill that snake. It's getting dark. Tell Mommy goodbye. I heard the screams of our little girl far away. Hurry, Daddy. Darling girl, too late. say, don't let your children stray away. They need your love to guide them along. Oh God, I pray we'll see our darling someday. It seems I still can hear her voice around our home. I heard the screams of our little girl far away. Hurry, Daddy, there's an awful, dreadful snake. I ran as fast as I could through the dark and weary wood, but I reached our darling girl too.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Welcome, Stephanie. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you.
Great to have you all here tonight. The sound is so lovely and peaceful.
Thank you.
And it seems like it must be difficult to do a duo. I mean, you guys are doing everything up there.
It's harder in some ways and easier in others. You know, I've been on this program before with groups as big as 4, 5, or 6, and kind of the pressure is dispersed a little bit. It's 50-50 up here. Probably Andy is carrying a little bit more than I am.
Rabbit in a log and ain't got no dog. How will I get him? I know. I'll get me a briar and I'll twist it in his hair. That's the way I'll get him. I know.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, our guests this evening on Red Barn Radio are Andy Duckworth and Stephanie Jeter. Hey, Andy, starting with you, I hardly know you. Where are you from?
I'm from Cynthiana, Kentucky. I was born and raised there and lived there until I graduated high school, and then I moved up to Lexington here in Lexington, Kentucky, and started working in construction.
Were you playing music as far back as high school?
Yeah, I was playing music, yeah. I mean, but not out or anything. So I just kind of played, you know, in my living room type situation. So
were you playing sort of older folk kinds of tunes on an acoustic, or were you thrashing away on a cheap electric guitar?
Well, when I was a teenager, I played on a, you know, started out with a cheap electric, and then, you know, and then I got a more expensive one. So that might be a little unfair, but I mean, I'd always liked Bob Dylan. That was kind of like a gateway to like all kinds of, you know, older music.
Who turned you on to Bob Dylan?
BMI had those like, you mail in a thing with how many CDs you want, and you buy them for like $3, and then they send you the new one from whoever artist, and they paid $40 for that one, and they just keep sending them to you. But anyway, that's how I ordered one among a whole bunch of other CDs, and I was like blown away.
This will give us an idea of how old our audience members are. How many of you in the audience participated in some kind of a record club? Oh, wow. Yeah, there are a lot of folks here. Okay, good.
The only way I got out of that was my mom ended up calling them and telling them I wasn't like 18 or anything. I was just like,
oh, mom.
I was like 16 years old. Well, they kept sending me stuff, and I, you know, it's like getting broke, you know.
That was always the magic of that, right? They just kept coming.
Yeah, it's no lunch money for me, you know.
They're probably still mailing me CDs somewhere.
Probably. Yeah. How do they do it?
Just a few old memories slipped in through the door. Well, I thought I had closed it so tightly before. Well, I can't understand it, why you should bother. No, they don't mean nothing.
with the edges all around. And an old faded picture I keep turned upside down. And an old faded picture I keep turned upside down.
Was there a seed planted in your family, in your upbringing?
Your
folk music seed?
Yeah, just about all of my dad's side of the family is musical. A lot of them are here in the audience. My Aunt Dot, she was the music director at Beaver Baptist Church, and my grandmother played piano for Beaver Baptist Church for 50 years or more. My great-uncle Harold, played in a country band when he was coming up, I guess, when he was an adult. My dad played guitar, and then my papa played guitar, so naturally I wanted to play guitar.
So yeah.
It's kind of how I got into it, and they play mostly, old country stuff as well. Mm. So that's probably where that seed was from,
Yeah, it sounds reasonable.
Yeah, other than outside sources and stuff, so.
When you got deep into it, did you start actually writing tunes of your own, or do you primarily sort of do tunes that pay tribute to some of the old greats?
I mostly do traditional, or older stuff. I've written a little bit, but nothing I play out really.
And do you have a taste for other kinds of music as well?
Yeah. When I was growing up, I listened to a lot of punk, metal and alternative rock, and then when I got a little bit older, like my early 20s, I started getting into I was already into Bob Dylan, and then I started getting into Woody Guthrie and like Lead Belly and stuff like that, and then from there branched off to all kinds of people. So
yeah, it's endless once you go back there.
Yeah. The red-headed stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day. Under his knees was a
raging black stallion, walking behind was a bay. The red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, his lips, they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, his heart was heavy as night.
Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again.
The yellow-haired lady leaned out her window and watched as he passed her way. Drew back in fear at the sight of the stallion, the cast greedy eyes on the bay. How could she know that this dancing bay pony meant more to him than life? But this was the horse that his little lost darling had ridden when she was his wife.
Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again.
The yellow-haired lady went down to the tavern and looked up the stranger there. Bought her a drink, give her some money, he just didn't seem to care. She followed him out as he saddled his stallion and laughed as she grabbed at the bay. He shot her so quick, they had no time to warn her. She never heard anyone say,
don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again.
The yellow-haired lady was buried at sunset, the stranger went free, of course. Can't hang a man for killing a woman.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Rose and Vine, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Rose and Vine after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.